deneyim de fazla sen zahir spirit van gademi. All of us are blessed, Lord. Privileged people to be in your house, house of prayer, house of the saints, of the angels, where we can find Jesus the King, where your glory can touch us, where we can find healing, Lord, and find power, where we can find the meaning of our life, where, Lord, we can discover how wonderful, how amazing you are as a King, as a Savior, and how we as a children need you, Lord, how we can't live without you, how you are concrete God, concrete presence in our life. Life without you is without meaning, Lord. And in you we can find life, light. Lord, I pray that we can't say a word of man, because word of man can touch us. Even whatsoever word, we don't need it. But we need presence of the King Jesus. We need the touch. And we need to be changed, Lord. That what's glorious in your person, Lord, can be ours. That your glory, as it could like defeat the old nature of Moses, and he was shining. All of us can be shining today, because the King is here. And with the King, all his glory, his angel saints. Thank you for the church here. Thank you for the great work of Sayyidina Habib, Sayyidina Abba Yusuf, his great work all over the south here, Lord. Thank you for Habib Abu Nayunan and his great work for the church here. Thank you for this beautiful church, beautiful people who allow me, Lord, to be part of their great meeting. I know my weakness, my sins, but I know also, as soon as you are here, Lord, and speaking, light, life, and all glory will be here. We pray that in holy name, with the prayer and the session, Holy Mother Virgin Mary, Saint Mark, Saint Mina, Saint Ebenup, Saint Marina, all the saints, hear us praying to you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
I want to speak to you about something which I need you to distract me. Yani, I don't want to listen and say Satan is speaking now. Let us listen to him. It is more practical than to be theoretical topic. Thank you. It is. I will read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 14. Matthew 14. I want to read two verses only. لو حد معه بايبل can read in your beautiful American accents instead of reading in the African accents. Who has a Bible? Any Bible can read for us. Verse 28 through 30. Matthew 14 from 28 till 30. One need to ask it.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me.
Thank you, Habibi. Khadina, keep that free if you want to ask anything. Hina. Hold this one, thank you. Hannah, many questions. The first question, how do you feel when St. Peter said, Lord, if you are the Lord, let me go out of the boat? Was it logic from St. Peter or not? What do you think? Because we know from the story he couldn't continue. So it seemed as if it was like a funny action. Something to show that he is a hero, and after that he could fail. Is that what's happening? Why did he ask to go outside of the boat? What do you think? Why did he ask? Because at the end, he seems as if he was like a funny person. He couldn't continue, he was sinking, was crying. So why from the start? It was more peaceful for him to be in the boat. More logic, like others. What do you think? Do you think it was rushing from his side? What do you think? You do like that. Thank you. Why? Had Habibi gifts? Kida? Had kuli gifts? Khaliha here. Choose whatsoever. Why? Can you stand up? At the microphone. Why it's not rushing? What do you think?
I think St. Peter's personality dictated that action. St. Peter's nature was kind of adventurous, and falling back on the fact that he was with the Lord himself and he has seen so many miracles. So perhaps, I'm assuming here, perhaps within him he just wanted to see more of what the Lord can do. He knew that the Lord could do it, so he asked for it.
In the first word, Ulti, come choose whatsoever you like here. تاني في حاجات تانية ماجد انت بخيل من اصوات يا ماجد انت قاتل نفسك حاجات ايوه come to choose whatsoever تعالي اختاري اي حاجة whatsoever you choose any gift first you said he was man of adventure بعدين you said but He went according to God's, to Jesus' command when he said, come. Is that true? Type. Come take a gift. I agree with you. Take whatsoever. First, I even ask, what is the spiritual life? That's a challenge always. People ask me, what's the spiritual life? What do you think? When you speak about spiritual life, what's spiritual life? Because a spiritual life is two areas, big areas. If one of them missing, always like St. Peter. First, how could he win in the start to walk over the water? How? Who can tell me? What do you think? Why he was walking and suddenly he was sinking? Why he was walking in the start? Can walking? He doubted. Man, I don't like the theological terms. And he doubting practically. What's the meaning of doubting? Tell me the mechanism. If you are St. Peter, and you come and walk over this carpet, and suddenly you fall down. What happened? You are the same person. What happened? Tab shatter awi. You said another beautiful topic. Come, get it, a gift. Come. Sara. أنا عارف ممكن بص حبيبي easy طب تعال خد حاجة he lost focus of Christ first we should understand that the first important point in the spiritual life is God's word God's command why Saint Peter left the boat because Jesus said to him come it's God's command I like the word which she said. When he jumped from the boat, I think two big motives were there. The first motive that Jesus wants us always to do something which is amazing for him. Jesus hates a very regular life. احنا we like the current life. يعني كتير ناس بص سيدنا I'm okay I come to the church and I go to work and Sometimes I read in the Bible, sometimes when I have time I read in my Psalms, and this is my spiritual life. But I don't think this is a spiritual life at all. A spiritual life that God is calling us. I don't think that when he said to him, come, it was against God's will. It was against God's will? He wouldn't say to him, come. It is God's will. God's will, because God wants us as a children of God to have like amazing life, different life. And when I'm traveling, always I meet people who are trembling over sin, over weakness, over failure. Amazing people. Always I ask them, Habibi, how could you do that? And I will let you at the end to see the pictures of group. We have received this year almost 140 for the mission from all over the world. And there was with them 130 from African side, leaders also. And they were serving, some of them 1 month, it is different, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But believe me, when Sayyidina al-Baba was watching the picture, I couldn't believe with them, because it was big number to follow up what they were doing. But I discover in me, God wants you to do something big. But the second beautiful point here, that Saint Peter wanted to be with Jesus over the water. He wanted to be with Jesus. He wanted to be the same steps of Jesus. We are very much afraid to say, I want to be like Jesus. We don't want that. It's too much. Say that too much. I can't. No. I am weak. I know myself. Say it. Enough. The person is to keep some spiritual life, some prayer. Oh, Lord, this is not God's will. God doesn't want you to do that. God wants you to be in the same steps of Jesus. Jesus was over the water. And Tarfin, what the water resembles in the Bible? It's very common. What's Tabar and Alf the Holy Spirit? Like there are other sides in the book of Revelation say there is no sea, there is no water in heaven. Why? Why there was no water? The Bible, the book of Revelation said it frankly, openly. There's no water. Water resemble A always in the Bible. Yani in river water, in fresh water always resemble the Holy Spirit. Like in sea water always resemble what? Who can tell me? Huh? The wallet Shatrawi, come take a gift. Much worse than that. L.A. Salt. Shatrawi can take a gift. Yalla, بسرعة تعال خدوا gift. Quickly. هو دايما resemble this. عشان كده the book of Revelation يقول there is no water in heaven. There is no death in heaven. كده as Jesus could defeat this always. He was facing this, and always take whatever you like, Habib. Shatra awi. Shatra zay mama ba. Always, Jesus wants us to be like him. Last Sunday, gonna speak about Lazarus, and if you look to the story of Lazarus, what is the lesson? Jesus doesn't want us to be in the tomb. And that's the same story of St. Peter. He doesn't want us. He wants us always to defeat this. Never to be in this. لما person يقول لي علاش يا سيدنا اصلي my spiritual life is on and off and up and down, sometimes weakness and you know how temptation, how distraction, how weakness and you are used. I'd له حبيبي but this is God's, not God's will. God's will to be over all these things. Over sin whatsoever. Over weakness. This is Christianity. Could you find in the preaching of the Lord to say once, it can be like that? Can't. Almost everyone meet Jesus has a new life. Life of Jesus defeat everything. No compromising. Because we deal in the spiritual life with our daily life, with our old nature, diamond, it is on and off. Sometimes I have a strong will, I'm up. But in the normal life, I'm always down because it's not life of Jesus. It is my life with a strong will. But God doesn't want my life. He wants me to be crucified with him. He wants his life to be with me. First, the spiritual life always is commanded by the Lord. I listen to him. If you go to the Bible, all over the Bible, Joshua was very much panic, afraid. Joshua was in your age, kid. And God said to him, didn't I commanded you that you can go and take the people inside, to take them inside the land of promise? He was so afraid, he was panic, like all of us. And the Lord said to him, I have commanded you. Didn't I command you? Go ahead. The power of the word of God. Shkida always will say, don't go down to the world without sitting down with the Lord and listen to the word. And always achieve something big. Sitting with the Lord is not to enjoy good time and some stories. And I see some people write their biographies, their great biographies. Funny things, not like that. I sit down with the Lord in the morning to hear something big, challenge. Christian life is a challenging life. And if you go to the life of St. Paul, the word which said about him that he could turn everything upside down. We don't have current or regular life. We don't have normal life, but have some perfume of spirituality. It's not Christianity. Christianity is a unique life, fanatic life. Because I love the Lord, because the love is in me, because the Lord is in me, and because his life is granted to me, I should live a different life. I'm like St. Peter. I listen to him. I want to be with him. Lord, did you walk over the Lord? Yes, it's easy. I want to be with you. Everywhere you take me with you. And whatsoever you do, I can do. One was asking me when I was in London 3 days ago, is that like exaggerated, the verse which the Lord said, you will do much more things than what I did? Is that exaggeration? It's not exaggeration. Because the Lord, we never hear that the Lord, his shadow, heal people. But St. Paul and St. Peter, when they were walking, healing people. The power of Jesus was going through them. Yes, God wants you as his child to do the great things. He doesn't want you to be in the boat with other people. By nature, when I was today in New York, one was asking me, Sayyidina, I discovered the most fearful enemy in our spiritual life is fear. I agree. We are always afraid. We always want to be in the boat. Always we are afraid to face devil, to face sin, to defeat sin. Always I agree or I accept the reality that as all people around me are up and down, I should be the same. But it's not Christianity. The fear of the Lord, mish fear, mish normal fear, mish not fear from devil or fear from, yes, I agree with you, Habib. But to be fearful also, be panic, to be afraid. Some people are afraid to live unique life. I don't want to be fanatic, say. I want to be like that. Okay. But I'm telling you, this is not God's will. But also, I want to ask you again. Why St. Peter? St. Peter loves the Lord. He heard the command of the Lord. He obeyed. He jumped from the boat. He could walk. And everything was amazing. And he loved Jesus, he wanted to be with Jesus, and he was with Jesus. And everything shows that he is in the proper way. But why did he sink down again? Why? What do you think, particularly? Many only. Yes? He thought it is too much to be like Jesus, so he can't make it. Shatra out. What else? Quickly. What else? Something different. What else, Iftikru? And Iftikru in spiritual life are two major things. First, the power of the Word of God, which can do miracles. I listen, I obey. I know the word of God has authority, has power. When Jesus said to me, walk, I will walk, full stop. Whatsoever the circumstance, whatsoever the wind, whatsoever. This is the first point. Every day, the Lord said in his sermon on the mountain, or he said to devil, the man lives by the word of God rather than bread. Every day we live by the word of God. I listen, I obey, I always live what God wants for me. What, not what people want, not my capacity, not what things around me. No, I live what God say to me. And always this amazing life. This is the first point. What's the second point? Which was missing Peter, but St. Peter here. What? The second point, he lost the presence of Jesus. And that's which defeat us. And most of the people only, Sayyidina, when in the morning I sit down with the Lord together, I'm very strong, very happy. Well, I promise him, I go down. But then when I go to the wallet, I find something different. With distractions, with temptations, with all these things, I find that I'm going down. Arfin, why? Not because, yes.
Thank you. Isn't he the same Saint Peter that when he heard the cock crow and he denied Jesus three times in spite of everything that he have witnessed? So the same Peter who was about to drown is the same Peter who denied him, and but he is the same Peter who accepted this on the cross. So that was before the receiving of the Holy Spirit, whereas his martyrdom was after the receiving of the Holy Spirit. So we cannot forget that Saint Peter's nature, weak nature, let us say, was working all the time for him. Christ was before him, and yet he doubted. Christ was told them that he was going to suffer, and yet he denied him. So it's always the mixture of weak human nature plus without the work of the Holy Spirit, I would say, at that point in time. That's what I wanted to say.
I thank you. It's beautiful. What I feel here, in what was missing St. Peter, which is missing us always, and after I receive the command, I try always to focus upon Jesus. I tried to keep the relationship with him, because the first word of Jesus which kept me up, Mishkira, if I wouldn't keep the relationship, listening to his word all the day, feeling his presence, speaking to him, receiving him, like I feel, and then always I say, when you receive good news, Mishkira, if it mustn't one of you kida receive mustn't nahiya this summer. In the matching, she could enter law or medicine or whatsoever, or a big, like, big university, one of the big universities, like Harvard or whatsoever. What you would do all the day? What you would do? تعمل ايه تفتكر؟ أنا حد يسمع خبر حلو قوي, amazing. كل واحد مستني له كده وبتاع, ولاي مرة حد سمع يعمل ايه? What he will do? لا, he will be always busy with the news and they're telling everyone about the news. مش كده? يبقى كده كل واحد يقول له صور حصل ايه, so excited, so amazing. That's the spiritual life. And I meet the Lord in the morning, I receive amazing message from him, and I live all the day in the excitement that he is with me, his power is with me. And when I find myself going down, I say, Lord, I don't want to go down. طبعا هنا Saint Peter did something amazing when he was sinking down. What he said, can you remember كده? I'll go, Lord, save me. حصل ايه? Did the Lord leave him? They say, no, you have doubts. No, go down. No, I don't know. No, you are bad. So sorry, I can't. You should help yourself. Did he say that? What Jesus did? Pull him. And that's what he needs us. And all the day, not only in the morning, I sit down with him to receive a message to remind me that I am a son of God, I'm a daughter of the Lord. I should live different, think different, decide different. And my life should be different all the day, not like other people. And all the time the focus is how Jesus will be revealed in my life, how Jesus will be revealed in my word, how Jesus can be revealed in my actions. That was the first. But when I go down, I should keep the same focus, same excitement. When I lose it, when I find I'm a bit compromising or weakness happen, I would do the same like St. Peter. Lord, please save me. Do something for me. I don't want to go down. I want to keep the same. Yani, believe me, yani, many people tell me wonderful stories about people around them, ask them, why you are always happy? Why always you are not complaining? Why always you are cheerful like that? Why always you are strong? And they said, because we know Jesus. And say, I'm not acting. I'm not trying to be cheerful or to be strong or to be... No, that's I receive power. I'm not a normal person. Even when I receive bad news or when worries, when I see, I trust my Lord. God is with me. God's in my side. I never be fearful. I never go down. Why should I go down? My life is in the hand of the Lord. I'm not afraid. And the person, when he keeps his relationship with the Lord all the day, find him up. But if you go down, don't be afraid. The Lord is there to catch your hand, to lift you up. And not only lift you up, you find always the arms of Jesus with you. And I believe, do you think that after this story, St. Peter stopped doing the challenges? Do you think so? What was the lesson for him? What do you think? It's not in the Bible. But what was after that? How was the character? How was the personality of St. Peter after that? How was? Tiftikru eh? How was? I can make it. It's not hard. I did it, and I will do it. And that will be my life always. I will never be less than that. And that which made him, after the Pentecost, to be very courageous and stand in front of the high priest who could crucify Jesus and say to them, you, by guilty hand, by wicked hand, you could crucify Jesus, and God has raised him. Very strong, very courageous. What happened, St. Peter? He was not like that. Because I could walk over the water. Because God is with me. Because my life is kept in his mighty hand. No one could touch me. It was his attitude after that. I pray that today, God show us that we shouldn't live all the time in the boat. God wants from every one of us a different life, unique life. He has mission for every one of us. It is not, the mission is not to be in the work and sometime to come to the church, sometime to pray. No, I don't think this is God's will for you or for us. God's will that I have mission in the world. I should do something. And sure, as St. Peter could walk over the water, he could teach others to walk over the water. I think many of his disciples, when we go to heaven and we see the book of life, we'll find a lot of great stories happen. How could St. Peter, his preaching, his teaching, and his discipleship of the, in his work of discipleship with other disciples, teach them how to walk over the water? That it was custom. We should walk over the water. And as he could live a unique life, he could teach us to live the same. But are we willing to do that? Or we are very secure in the boat? I don't want to leave the boat. I want to be like others always. Always, I remember the story of Saint Athanasius. When they said to him, the world is against you, he answered, are you afraid that all the world is against you? صوروا كده لما one of you أبونا كان tell him قال له حبيبي ماجد all the church is against you, not all the world, all the church. He will never step to this church again. مش كده؟ They said to Saint Athanasius, all the world is against you. He said, I don't care. I remember once I was with Sayyidina al-Baba in one of the big universities in South Africa, and the dean of the college of the university was saying, we see in Pope Shenouda the idea or the same line of Saint Athanasius, who could keep us the faith or the pure Christianity because he was against the world. How many of us wanted to be like children of Saint Athanasius? I want to be unique. I don't want. Saint Paul is saying in Romans 12, you should be children, not confront, not to be like the world, to be different than the world. After what Jesus did for you, after the new life of Jesus is yours, why should to be like the world? I don't want to be like the world. In the way I'm thinking, behaving, I have mission every day. I should ask about it. But always the mission is something amazing, walking over the water. I want that. And at the end, I should teach others that our mission or our life should be greater than the world, as St. John said. Because what is inside you is greater than what inside the world. My life should be different. But what would give me power all the time? The presence of the Lord with me. His hand is with me. He's holding my mighty hand. His words inside me always. I remember his words. It doesn't end in the morning, but all the day I remember that he's with me. He's encouraging me. And all the day I love him. And all the day I want to speak about him. All the day I want to glorify him. And at the end, I find my life is a unique life, blessed life. Like all the great saints. And if you go to Hebrews 11, you find a big list of names, great names, who could live a very amazing life, did great works, could not only walk over the water, but over fire, over like lions and all these things. Arfinli, Ashan, they could listen to the word of God. They could obey. They could live by the word of God. And also feel the presence, keep the presence of the Lord with them all the time. Okay, Habibi, any question here? Any question? Ay, Habibi. Yes.
Egyptian people follow these commands from ancient age until now in Egypt, and they apply those words exactly. Until now, we find the Christian people or Coptic people in Egypt live in lowest status, and nowadays and recent days they live in bad situation, and there is some words. The head of the parliament. I think what I would like to say, I am a professor of economics in Egypt, and I have a good status over there, but I don't like to live in this environment. So I would like this opportunity to give us a suitable description for those words, and that is nothing, doesn't mean to be to leave everything and just to be in this under service situation. Thank you.
I tell you a true story. I heard it first hand from the person I met in one of the conference one of the Algerian girls, and that happened maybe 15 years ago. And that time to convert from Islam to Christianity was something impossible in Algeria. And one of her friends gave her a Bible. And when she could read the Bible, the word of God could touch her. And she was converted to Christianity. And it started to be very strong in her faith. And her father went to the secret police and reported her. And they brought her to the police station. And in the start, the man was so hard in investigation and the speech with her. And to frighten her, he could beat her with his hand. And she smiled at him and said, "You can give me the other one." And the man said to her, "Sorry about what I did with you. Your Christ could defeat me. I want to know, how could you be a Christian like that? I see you are very strong. I'm not stronger. I should be more stronger than you, but now I could feel I am more weaker than you." And she gave him a Bible. And the same happened with this man also, to be a Christian. It's different when I give it to the other cheek, when I'm strong, than when I do it because I am oppressed, I'm weak, I don't have any other option. But this is the answer. The problem is not in the command of Jesus, but the problem is that I give the other cheek while I'm loving the Lord, I'm proud to be suffering for Him, and it is blessing for me to suffer with Him. If I will do that, I will change the people in front of me. Any other question related to the topic we are speaking, عشان time بتاعنا. Sorry, حبيبي. We can speak later on. Any other, I want only to let you to see, بس ما قد الصور ممكن نوزعها اللي معاه الهارد درايف. طبعا انا I brought very rough copy of the hard drive. هتلاقوا فيها a lot of funny pictures. عارفين طبعا البنات يقعدوا يعني بياخدوا funny pictures, but it is rough copy. لكن عندي احنا عملنا شويه selection في البرينتينج one. You can distribute them كده from to see them while he was showing. انا I want you to see that عشان تعرفوا فعلا, يعني صدقوني سيدنا البابا couldn't believe that happened. How could you do great things for the Lord if you like? Don't listen to yourself and say, "I'm weak, my life should be like that." You will see how God can do amazing things through your life. And explain quickly, that can الجبل, this mountain besides the monastery, can you go in the morning, take quiet time there. هو بسرعة كده كان البروجرام بتاعهم. Their program was in the morning, they gather in the church to pray the third hour prayer from 7:15 لغاية 8 لغاية 7:30 لغاية 8:15. بعدين we divided them to groups and big number to take quiet time everyone with the reading. The conference was about St. Paul, the life of St. Paul. So we have chosen for them some key verses which can touch them. And everyone in his group could sit down quiet, read the Bible to try to listen to the word of God, to listen to the voice of the Lord. That was always 45 minutes and 15 minutes, one share, how the verse touched him. That was always from 8:15 to 9:15. From 9:15 till 10 o'clock, always is a Bible study in the group. And also give them like guidelines to discuss that among themselves. And that time was with us 18 fathers. Can few fathers in every group, and I divide them to 15 groups, but no father speak, only they speak. They read in the Bible and they share. After that breakfast, بعدين بعدها lecture لأبونا تدرس يعقوب. بعد كده go to the service. The part that you see is service بتاعته. It is amazing service. And come in the evening, there was another topic touched the life of the youth. وبعدين بالليل doxology, in the evening doxology or prayer meeting. فده هتشوفه كان طبعا بالانجلش. ده الليترجيز بقى في الكنائس. Quickly, quickly حبيبي. Go ahead كده. بصوا الولد ده almost 15 years. بص ماسك بايبل بيتكلم زي الناس listening to him. طبعا كان عندنا جروب اوف اورفنز كانوا يروحوا بلاي وذ اورفنز لايك ذات. جو اهيد كويكلي كويكلي حبيبي كويكلي كويكلي هتشوفوا. انا عايز اوريكم حاجات which I want you to see it. Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead. That group from Maryland, جو مع ابونا جرجس. Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. بتهيألي الحاجة دي في عندك في اللابتوب ولا حاجة اليلو ده. Can you go to another? طبعا كان part how to play with the people, how to sit down with the children. Different. ده جزء كنا خدناه. بصوا بقى in this time they made three things which first time in the mission it has been done. First, they sweep all the schools, visited all the schools. You'll find thousands of children and speak to them about Christ. The second, they went to all the hospitals in the area, speak about Christ. Thirdly, they went to the prisons there and they speak to the prisoners. You will see, مش عارف موجود ولا لا picture, هم speak to prisoners, بس أصلا not allowed can very much ناخد pictures. The liturgy under the shade. Quickly, quickly, كده. دي كنيسة بتاعت سانت ماري in Kisumu. Yes, go ahead. It's another school, زي ما انتم شايفين. شوفوا البيج نمبر ده أبونا إبراهيم من زامبيا. طبعا كانوا يمشوا في دي الهاتس بتاعت الأفريكان هاتس. Go to their places by themselves and preach everywhere, to preach to everyone. Not only to the cops or our congregation, to speak to everyone about Christ inside the church and outside the church. Go ahead. بس قاعدين مع children ازاي بي teach them. كنا we took them sometime the Lake Victoria, the about 20 kilometers from the monastery to take quiet time there. كانوا painting churches زي ما انتم شايفين كده. كانوا بيشتغلوا painting churches. دي group of huts we built them quickly to accommodate the big number. ده ال Bible study of quiet time أبونا تدرس يعقوب وأبونا يوحنا من برمنجهام and they were sharing. Go ahead. The conference itself from inside. Oh, that conference. The church of the monastery. The conference, the number of the conference. انا عايز اوريكم البريتشنج في الماركت هتشوفوا قد ايه الولاد بريف. ده دراما in front of us people listening. They make drama in front of the people. يعني they came with many dramas and people were listening and after drama they always say like a word of like something from the Bible. We give them at the end the crosses as you see كده. The up is the mountain. I told you we give them some time to go up the mountain to take the quiet time, see the sunset and the quiet time. ده بقى في الماركت بليسز. كانوا بياخدوا البيج باص بص يحطوا سكرين وبعد السينجينج preaching your room Jesus movie زي ما انتم شايفين كده فوق الباص مع لاود سبيكر. بصوا قد ايه بيج نمبر بس هو اللايت طبعا مش حلو قوي. جو اهيد شوف ده انذر ماركت. شوفوا قد ايه النمبر والناس واتشنج Jesus movie. دي another school بقى، شوف ازاي another school كمان، واحدة تانية. وهناك كانوا لما البرنسبال شافوا قد ايه ان احنا في give them benefit، ابتدوا يبقوا cooperative. دول coming to the church، they send all the school to the church there. وبص بقى دي في الماركت دراما كانت بتاعت الجود سامريتان. كانوا جايبين معاهم بتوع بابتس كده بتاعت، كانوا بيعملوا عليها بيها ترامس. ده المونستري، منطقة المونستري دي، طبعا ده مش في جرين اريا، ده بينتينج تشيرشز. And that time they have painted almost 10 churches ولا حاجة. So they went to paint it and بس احنا شفناها دي. ده المونستري بتاعنا اللي كان فيه most of the group living. دي another church بتاعت أنبتك لهيمنوت. تلي enough كده عشان الوقت يعني. المهم ده some of the pictures and what مهم يعني. I pray and always I say don't think mission in Africa because here they need you for mission more than Africa. But always the question, are you willing to live a different life or not? Are you willing to say I have a mission? You could see how young children, they can do great things. Most of them, one of them said to me, Sayyidina, يعني when I was kid, at the gate to enter, I want to go back, and I said to my mom, I don't want to go. What can I do in Africa? I hate Africa. And she was pushing me by force to come to Africa and say, Sayyidina, can I come 3 times a year that I can do what I did this time? My life has been changed completely. I want you to do the same here. Please. يعني كده, saying كده, you find a lot of needy people. A lot of work need to be done here. But are we willing to do something for the Lord? Say, Lord, I want to do something big, but tell me what you want, and I want to obey. And at the end, you find your life will be a blessed, different life. خلاص يا جماعة؟ طيب. كان كده, can we stand to pray كده عشان, any question before, quickly? طب يلا, let's get stand. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Lord, thank you because you want your children, Lord. You said you gave to those who believe in you authority to be a children of God, to live amazing life, Lord. Not normal life, not stagnant life, not a weak life, Lord, but a challenging life. You could live it. All your disciples, Lord, all your children live it. We don't want to live less than that. Show us, Lord, how can we make it. Can you touch our hearts? Can you make your voice a bit louder? Can your spirit, Lord, crucify our old nature, which is fearful panic, which is pulling us down always, that we can listen, that I can say from now on for Jesus. I want to glorify Jesus. I want to be light in the place where I'm living, where I'm working. I want everyone to know Jesus and love Jesus. as soon as you are with us, Lord. And as soon as we put upon our heart to glorify you, our life will be always a witnessing glorious life. I thank you, Lord, for the time, the blessing given to me by Sayyidina Al-Anbiya Yusuf, Habibi Abu Nayunain, and all my brothers and sisters, that I come, that all of us, that I learn, Lord, how to live amazing life, not a normal life. That all of us, when we meet you, Lord, we could see, we could say to you, Lord, you could see how could we glorify you. Bless all of us and bless our life. We are praying to our Holy Father, His Holy Pope Shenouda, and all the metropolitan bishops, fathers. We pray that in holy name, with the presence of the Virgin Mary, St. Mark, St. Mina, all the saints, hear us praying to you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us our daily bread. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. May the love of God the Father, the gracious Christ our Lord, the fellowship of the be with you, go in peace, the peace of the Lord will be with you. Thank you.